So we are holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Bey's second line from the bottom. And what says Gufa? Getting back to something we learned yesterday, we said Amud Rav Ein Mavui Nita Balechi Vekora Ad Shiyu Batim Vachatzeres Pesuchan Lasechay. A Mavui, in order to be mutter as a Mavui, and meaning that you can use a Lechi or a Kora to close off the fourth side and be able to carry in it, is only considered a mavui adchi ubatim b'chatzeres psuchin l'seichai. Only if you have houses and chatzeres open into it. Rashi explains, as we've talked about before, it means that you have two houses in each chatzer, and then two or more houses in the chatzer, and two or more such chatzeres. Earlier in the Masechta, actually, on Daf Yud Beis, Rashi actually explained a little bit differently, that it meant that you need two chatzeres and each one only needs one house in it. Whatever the case, Rav is saying that's the minimum you need in order for it to be considered a mavri. If it doesn't have that, then it's not considered a mavri. It's considered just another type of chatzer, and then the rules of a chatzer apply to it. A lechi or a koda is not enough. You need a tzuras a pesach, or you need a pas dalet, a piece of wood or whatever that's at least four tefachim wide on the fourth side. Or also the Gemara mentions over there, you can use two lechayim, whatever it is, but one lechi or one koda. Good morning, Aaron. One lechi or one koda is not going to be enough if it doesn't have if it doesn't have batim v'chatzeres p'suchim l'soichai, says Rav. Ushmul amar afila bais echad v'chatzer achas, top of ayin dalet amud aleph. Shmuel says, even if you just have one house and one chatzer, which means Rashi says you don't even need, you have one house that opens directly into the mavui and another chatzer that has a house open into it. So Shmuel would say that's enough for it to be considered a mavu. You don't need two chatzeres with houses like Rav said. And then Rabbi Yechanan goes beyond that and says even if the house that's opened, even if you have a house in one place in the mavui, which is not even a house that's in use right now, it's a ruined house where the walls, parts of the walls and parts of the roof still exist, and then on the other side you have a chotzer, even that would be, the other chatzer has a house, fine, but even that would be enough for it to be considered a mavui, even though the churva is not actually being lived in right now, because it could be lived in. Omer le Abaya Rabbi Yosef, so Abaya asked Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan afilu b'shvil shol kramim, in that case, would Rabbi Yechanan say his din, even if you had on one side, even if you had a chotzer on one side, and then instead of the churva, you had a shvil shol kramim, a path that leads to the vineyards, would that also count as a mavui according to Rabbi Yechanan? So Rabbi Yosef answers him, Lo yomer Rabbi Yechanan ela b'churva. No, because actually, fine, Rabbi Yechanan is very makel. He says that you can use a churva for that purpose, the d'chazi l'dira. At least a churva is something that you could live in. Right now, it's abandoned, and maybe parts of the walls and parts of the roof are destroyed, but enough of it is still intact that you could live there if you had to. Abel shvil shol kramim d'chazi l'dira, but a path going to the vineyards, which is not even the kind of place where you would normally live, loy, then no, Rabbi Yechanan would agree that in that case, that's not enough for it to be considered a mavui. If you have such a thing where there's a chotzer on one side of it with a house, and on the other side, you have only a shvil shol kramim, you have a shvil shol kramim on one side, a chotzer on the other side, and Rashi says previously that a chotzer implies that there's a house, then no, even Rabbi Yechanan would say that's not enough for it to be considered a mavui. Usually, by the way, when we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan against both Rav and Shmuel. Here, most of the Rishonim paskin like Rav that you do need batim b'chatzeres p'suchim l'soichai. That's on the grounds of, first of all, the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis that maybe Shmuel changed his mind and agreed with Rav, in which case you have Rav and Shmuel together against Rabbi Yechanan, and then they outweigh him, it's two against one. Or another possibility, some of the Rishonim say, when we learned before, halacha k'divrei Ameko b'Eruv, not necessarily does that apply to machloikasin of Amiroyim. In the halachas of Eruv. We learned about it. The Gemara, all the examples the Gemara gave over there were in connection with machlokas Tanoim. So it could be that when it comes to machlokas amiroyim, we don't necessarily say halacha k'divrei hamekel be'eru. Anyway, so that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, is that you do need batim machatzedes psuchim l'soichai, and then within that you have the machlokas rishonim that we talked about yesterday, whether what happens if those chatzedes made an eruv among themselves, where now they become like one big. So but yesterday in the Gemara we talked about the question if they have doorways between them. So let's say not only they have doorways, but they actually went and made an eruv between themselves. Would that be enough that now they're considered one chotzer, and therefore you don't have enough chotzeres for the eruv? Or would we say that making an eruv among themselves helps, it can't hurt? We're still going to say that it's counted as two separate chotzeres. Okay. So the Gemara says, "V'azdir Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei." Rabbi Yochanan, in his opinion over here, who's saying that you can have this mavui which has a chotzer on one side and only a churva on the other, a chotzer with a house on one side and only a churva, only a ruined house on the other side, and that should be enough to make it considered a mavui. So Rabbi Yochanan is going according to his own svara that we said in another sugya. The Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah at the beginning of the ninth perek, Amar Rav Shimon, echad gagas ve'echad karpefos ve'echad chatzeros. The roofs of the houses and the carpefos, the enclosed areas that people use for storing wood or whatever, and the chatzeres, all of them, Reb Shimon says, are reshus achas lekelim sheshavsu l'soichan. All of them are considered one reshus regarding kelim that started Shabbos in there. So, for example, if there was a keli at the beginning of Shabbos in the chotzer, then you would be allowed to take it to a different chotzer, even though they didn't make an eruv between them. And the same thing, for example, as far as the roofs and so forth. All of those, we say only the houses themselves are considered to be separate rishuyas. The roofs and the chatzeres and whatnot are all considered, in a certain sense, to be one big rishus. V'loy l'kelim sheshav sebaseich habayis. So it doesn't apply when you have kelim that started out Shabbos in the house. Those you would need an eruv in order to carry them from one place to another. So that's the Mishnah. V'omer Rav halacha k'Rav Shimon v'hu shalai eruv. Now Rav says yes, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, but only if the chatzeres did not make an eruv each one for themselves. So the result of that is within each chatzer itself, they're also to take anything out from the houses to the chatzer. So now what happens? That means that Shabbos, you're not going to find anything in the chatzer that was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, because they're not allowed to. Anything that you're going to find in such a chotzer where they didn't make an eruv in that chotzer, anything you find in that chotzer is going to be something that was there at the beginning of Shabbos. Well, therefore, then there's no problem. Then you're able to carry it to the other chotzer or to the roof or to the karpif, etc. Aval eruv, but Rav says if the chatzeres did make individual eruvim for themselves, then you're not allowed to take things. So now, when you find things in the chotzer, some things in the chotzer may be things that began there at the beginning of Shabbos, and other things are things that were brought out from the houses, which you're perfectly allowed to do because you made an eruv chatzeres. The problem is now if we say that you're allowed to take things from one chotzer to another, you may also do that with things that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, Rav says that if each individual chotzer made an eruv, then we're not going to apply Reb Shimon's din that you're allowed to take something that was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos and carry it to another chotzer, because what happens if you do the same thing with something that was in the house and then was carried out to the chotzer, and now you're going to bring it to the other chotzer, and that for sure would be also because you didn't make an eruv together with that next chotzer. So the gazrinan, so we make a gzeira, duma osila apuki money de batim l'chotzer. We have to make a gzeira because we might end up carrying things that were in the houses at the beginning of Shabbos into the chotzer. And then from there to the other chotzer, well, carrying from the house to the chotzer is not a problem. I mean, in eruv chatzeres, the problem would be now carrying that item from the chotzer into another chotzer where they didn't make an eruv between them. That's Rav. Ushmul ama ben eruv ben loy eruv. Shmuel says that no, it doesn't matter whether they made an eruv or not. Either way, we say you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another things that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. So that holds. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Erev ben lo Erev. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Alma, so what do we see from Rabbi Yochanan? So what do we see? So now we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan because we wanted to say that Rabbi Yochanan in particular is going according to his own svara when he's saying that a churva is good enough in order to that a churva is good enough in order to be for the place to be considered a mavui. Again, the scenario we had was that on one side of the mavui you have a chotzer with houses in it, and on the other side all you have is a churva. And Rabbi Yochanan still says that that's good enough, and that thing is considered a mavui. So Alma loy gazrin and duma osila apuki money debatim lachotzer. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make a gzera. In that case, forgetting about for a second, now we're returning to the case. Now we're talking about the case in the ninth parak about the Chatzeros and Gagas and Carpathus, where Rabbi Yochanan, again, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, not like Rav, that you're allowed to take things that were in one chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos and take them into another chotzer. We're not concerned about the possibility that that he might accidentally also take things that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos into the other chotzer. So Alma loy gazrin and duma osila apuki money debatim lachotzer. So we see therefore that he doesn't make a gzera because that you might take things that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos into the chotzer and then from there into the other chotzer. Hachanami, the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan would say over here, loy gazrin and doma osila apoki money de chotzer lachurva. The same thing you can say over here that Rabbi Yochanan would say, I'm not concerned to make a gzera that if you're going to say that this thing is considered a mavoi to the churva. Now you wouldn't be allowed to carry from the chotzer into the churva because after all, somebody owns the churva. That we're talking about where they didn't make.
Can you repeat that, Alexander? We missed.
What we're saying is, we're trying to figure out that Rabbi Yochanan had said that if you have a mavui where one side of it has a chotzer and the other side has a churva. I can show you the picture of it. Actually, that might help. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So here's, you're not going to see it because you're not on the video, but whatever, those who are on the video will see. You have a chotzer on one side, you have a churva on the other side, and you have a mavui in between. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that that's good enough for it to be considered a mavui in halacha. So the point is, we're showing that Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his own svara. Now let's consider, when you have a churva over there, would you be, if you didn't make a shit of mavoyas, would you be allowed to carry from that chotzer to the churva? No, because the chotzer belongs to one person and the churva belongs to a different person, and you'd need to make a shittuf in order to be able to carry in the mavui. On the other hand, the fact is that you're not actually making a shittuf in this case. You're not required to make a shittuf to carry in the mavui because you, as we learned yesterday, you need a makam dira. You need a place where you're living. We had machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the makam dira is the place where you eat or the place where you sleep, but whatever it is, the churva is neither. Nobody's eating there, nobody's sleeping there. So it's not oyser. On the other hand, you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer across the mavui into that churva. In other words, functionally, that churva is as if it was a chotzer next door to the first one. But the point is, when you have two chatzeres, one next to the other, Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned that if you're allowed to carry things from the first chotzer that were in the first chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos into the second chotzer, that you might also then come to carry things that were in the that were in the house in the first chotzer and then from there into the second chotzer. Rav was concerned about that. Rabbi Yochanan is not. So the same thing. The same thing, Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned over here that you might end up carrying things from the chotzer across the mavui into the churva. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is being consistent with his own opinion. Tosfos actually doesn't like that explanation. Tosfos actually has a different girsa in the Gemara over here. Hagoyes Habach also mentions it over here, that the word is not that you might take things from the chotzer into the churva, but that you might take things from the houses into that you might take things from the houses, from the houses on one side of the mavui that are in the chotzer into the churva. So with that, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's explanation about that, and says that it, again within that Girsa, that Rav is saying that all of the Chatzeros are considered one big Rishus as far as things that were in them, but you have things that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos and now were brought into that Chatzer on Shabbos. So the same thing, Rav, but to be consistent with that, Rav would say that if they made a shittuf in the Mavui, then yes, you're allowed to carry in the Mavui itself, and you're allowed to carry things from the Chotzer into the Mavui, but Rav would say you're not allowed to carry things from the Mavui into the Churva, because again, you might have things that were carried from the houses to the Mavui, and then you'd carry them to the Churva, and that would be Osir, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned about that. Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned about that. So therefore, in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the churva actually helps to be matur the mavui, to make it into a mavui, unlike Rav.
And the halacha is like Rav.
The halacha is like Rav. Yeah.
So it's us, sir.
One second. Ellie, what? So what you do is, in this case, you don't need to. So in this case, where you have a chotzer on one side and a churva on the other, you don't have to make a shittuf mavoyis at all, because it's considered a mavoy insofar as you need a lechi or a koira. But the churva over there is not it's considered a second house according to Rabbi Yochanan, insofar to make it be considered a mavui that a lechi rakoda is not that you can use a lechi rakoda. It's not considered. The fact is, it's not a mokum dira. Therefore, because nobody lives there, therefore you're allowed to carry in the mavui. Therefore, you're allowed to carry in the mavui without making a shittuf mavois. The problem is, according to the way Tosfos understands the Gemara over here, is Rav would say that, well, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it comes out according to Tosfos that both Rav Rav would say like this: given, after all, the churva is a separate reshus, so fine, it's not asuring the mavui in the sense you don't have to make a shittuf mavoyus, or he doesn't have to be mavata reshus, but nevertheless, you can't carry from things that were in the houses on the one side of the mavui through the chotzer across the mavui into the churva. Rav would say you can't do that, because that would be it be the equivalent of two chatzeris, one next to the other, where they didn't make an eruv between them. And we know then that you're allowed to carry things from your house into your own chatzu because you made an eruv, but you're still not allowed to carry into the other chatzu. In other words, just the fact that you're not asuring each other doesn't automatically mean you can carry from one to the other, right? You can go up until the mavui, but not into the house. So Rav, in other words, would be saying that the churva is not really being matu anything. According to him, it comes out the fact that there's a churva there doesn't help at all. So in other words, according to him, the mavui is not considered a mavui. It doesn't have batim b'chatzeres p'sochim l'soichei. Rav requires, after all, that you have two chatzeres, each with houses. And here you don't. You just have a churva on one side. So you don't. You only have the one chatzer. You'd need another chatzer, and you don't have. So therefore, it would be considered in effect another chatzer, right? And therefore, we need a sort of a Pesach Rav would say that this thing is not considered a mavui for any purpose in halacha. As far as what you need, as far as the tikkun for it, what do you need? A lechi rakoda, that's not enough. You need a tzuras pesach or a pass, etc. As far as carrying in it, sure, you could carry in it because there's nobody else there to asur you. But the churva itself is already going to be considered a separate area and you can't carry into it. Rabbi Yochanan, this is all according to Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan, meanwhile, would say that the churva is actually, in effect, considered a second chotzer. So he would say that at least if you have things that were in the mavui at the beginning of Shabbos, he would actually allow you to bring them into the churva. He would agree. Fine, you can't bring ones from the house through the chotzer through the mavui and into the churva. Fine, because the fact is they didn't make an eruv between them. So again, it would be like two chatzeres next to each other. But as far as taking things from the mavui into the churva, Rabbi Yochanan would allow it. So we see that he's not making a gzeira, that you might confuse that with the other. So we see, therefore, in effect, he's considering the churva to be like a second chotzer, which is going into the mavoi, and therefore, in other words, that therefore it is considered a mavoi, and a lechi or a koda would be enough. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is makel in two things. He's makel that you only need a lechi or a koda for this mavoi, and he's makel that you'd be allowed to carry things that were in the mavoi at the beginning of Shabbos into the churva, but not he would agree that you can't carry from the houses into the churva. Is that clear, Rav Moshe? Or you have any more questions?
No. What's his definition of a chatzer, Rabbi Yochanan?
What's his
position on makom dira? It seems to contradict.
So one second. So his position on a chatzer is exactly that. A chatzer has houses in it, but he doesn't hold like Rav that you need batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soichai. As far as he's concerned, the fact that you have a chatzer with houses on one side, we don't care. Now, we said you can't have a shvil shel kramim on the other side. You can't just have a path down to the vineyards. That's not going to be good enough for it to be considered a mavri because nobody lives there at all. A churva, you don't actually live there, so there's nobody to ask there, but you could live there, and therefore that's good enough for us to define the place in between them as a mavri. So in other words, yes. So it's the equivalent of imagine for example for a second if instead of a churva you had a second chotzer there where nobody was living, which in effect that's the same as a churva, right? So you'd have the same thing. So you'd be allowed to carry in the mavoi. There's nobody else to make an eruv with because you don't have a makam dira on the other side, or we had to make a shittuf with. That is, there's nobody to make a shittuf with on the other side because there's no makam dira over there. But the fact is, you have batim achatzeres, right? So here it's the same thing. So even though it's a churva and nobody actually lives there, and nobody actually lives there, Rabbi Yochanan would consider that that's good enough if you have it on one side for the whole thing to be considered a mavri.
So he says that in non-inhabited chatzer is still a chatzer, basically.
That's in effect what he's saying, is that a non-inhabited chatzer is still a chatzer. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbruna v'ka'amala ha-shmaita. Now, Rabbruna was sitting and saying over the statement that we had before. Again, we had a three-way machlokas. Rav saying that you need batim machatzeres psuchim l'soichai. Shmuel saying one house and one chotzer is enough. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying you can even have a chotzer with a house on one side. A chotzer with a house on one side and a churva on the other side. So Rabbruna was sitting and saying over what Shmuel said. Omalei Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar says to him, Bar Be Rav, younger man, yeshiva bacher. Omar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? Omalei Ein, so Rabbi Bruno says yes. Omalei, now this was while Shmuel was still alive, and Rabbi Lazar wasn't sure, didn't think that Shmuel could have said this, because as we're going to see in a couple of lines, he figured it contradicts something that Shmuel previously said. So Achvi lid ushpize. So he says to the Bruna, show me where Shmuel is staying. We often have that Bnei HaYeshiva, including the Rebbeim, wouldn't always be living at home. Sometimes they'd be boarding out or staying or whatever out of town when they're traveling or whatever. But first of all, when they're traveling, but second of all, sometimes you have, you know, heavy goylalim kaim tura that they'd be going and learning in an out of town yeshiva. So apparently the situation was that Shmuel himself is not right now at home. They're all in some other city or something. And so Rabbi Lazar said to the Bruna, show me where Shmuel is staying. I want to go and talk it over with him in person. Achvile, so Rabbi Bruna showed him. Osel kame de Shmuel. So Rabbi Lazar came to Shmuel. Omalei Oma Marhach. He says, did you really say that all you need is one chotzer and one house? Omalei Ein. So he says, yes. So Rabbi Lazar asked him, "V'hamarhu d'omar ein lono be'eruv in ela kiloshin mishnasenu? Didn't you yourself say an expression that when it comes to eruvin, we can only follow the wording of our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says shamavoi lachatzei rois kachotzer labatim. The mavoi relative to the chatzei rois is like the chotzer relative to the houses, and we see it uses the plural chatzei rois, implying that you need two chatzeres. So how could you say that one chotzer is enough?" No, but that's the point. According to Shmuel, you have one chotzer with one house is enough for the thing next to it to be considered a mavoi. Again, the usual scenario is you have a mavoi, you have a bunch of chatzeres around it, each one with houses. But Shmuel is saying, and then the mavoi opens out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Shmuel would say that even if that mavoi that opens to Rosh Hashanah Rabim only has one chotzer and one house, that's enough. No, Rabbi Yochanan said the churva. Shmuel didn't say nothing about a churva. So that's the question. How could Shmuel be saying that one chotzer with one house in it, forgetting about the churva, is good enough if he himself said you have to follow the lashon of the Mishnah and you need chatzei rois? So the Gemara says ishtik. Shmuel was quiet. He didn't answer anything. Well, the question is, kibla minei, I like kibla minei. So the question is, what does Shmuel's silence mean? Does it mean that he accepted Rabbi Lozo's argument, and that would mean that he changed his mind and accepted Rav's opinion that you need two chatzeres, or maybe not? So Tosfos earlier actually mentions this Gemara and then says a line, chad minayo achrita. One of them is the later one. In other words, the question could basically be, fine, these two statements of Shmuel contradict each other. The question is, which one came later, which would represent his final opinion? Is it that first he said, Ein lanu ela mishna senu, and then later on he said, you know what, forget about the lashon of our mishnah, one chotzer and one house is enough. In that case, then Rabbi Lazar's contradiction doesn't have any validity. Okay, yes, I once said that Ein lanu ba'el ven ela kolash mishna senu, but I changed my mind. Or it could be the other way around. He could have said chabayis echad chotzer achas, and then he realized afterwards that it contradicts the mishnah, and therefore he withdrew his opinion in favor of Rab's. So what? Which is it? So the Gemara says, Toshma, we'll bring a proof from the following case. There was a mavui where there lived someone in it named Ivus Bar Ihi. On the face of it, the situation is that he's the only one whose house and chutz are open to the mavui. We're going to see on Amud Beis actually that there was also a shul involved, but we haven't gotten into that yet. Right now, where you have Ivus Bar Ihi lives in this chutzur. So he made a lechi for his mavui. The shorale Shmuel, and Shmuel said, good, that's fine. Your lechi now makes it that you're allowed to carry in your mavui. And again, you know, if there's nobody else living in the mavui, he doesn't have to make an eruv, a shittuf for food, because there's nobody else to make the shittuf with. So good, you can carry in your mavui. Osir of Onan Shadye. But then Rav Onan came after Shmuel passed away, and Rav Onan knocked down that lechi. Because he held that it's not valid halacha. I saw, by the way, an interesting thing. Rabbi Menashe Klein has an interesting tshuva about the question. You know, nowadays there's so much controversy over Eruvin. You have all the time. You know, an Eruv will be put up, and some people will hold it's good, and some people will hold it's no good. We had that here in Crown Heights a couple of years back. You have in Borough Park, they have. Are you allowed to knock down the Eruv if you hold that it's not valid halacha? Are you allowed to knock it down? So. Yes, yeah, sometimes people do use it. So, yeah. Anyway, so he actually has a truva about it. Or Gemara is one of the ones he brings, but he says it's not necessarily a raya for a number of reasons. Our case over here, first of all, we see Adrabah, he waited until after Shmuel passed away in order to do it. And also, as the Gemara is going to say, he actually held that, I don't remember all the details in the Truva, but whatever, he goes through this and a couple of other Gemaras and says in each of those cases you have reason to say it's different than knocking down an Eruv. Also, first of all, there may be a difference between knocking it down versus, let's say, cutting it, which is actually causing damage. Knocking it down, in principle, it's easy enough to put back up. You've knocked down the lechi, it's easy enough to put it back up. You cut the wires of the Eruv, it's much harder to do something. Besides that, here we're talking about the Amaroyim that are doing it completely, you know, they actually know the halacha, whereas you're talking about a person cuts an Eruv, for example, Lav Dafka, he knows the halacha, it's just, you know, somebody talked him into it, or, you know, other people, yeah. We have the example that we had in the second parak of Armasechta, where they had a garden, the garden of the Resh Galusa, where you had a house that they wanted to eat the Shabbos meal in, and then Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa knocked down, or Rava knocked down the poles, and Rav Huna Bered. Yeah, and then afterward, but in each of those cases, actually, we see in each of those cases, that's another thing he points out. In each of these cases, we see that when the Eruv or the Lechi or whatever it is was knocked down, the person to whom it was done had a valid complaint, Al Pi Torah, that's recorded in the Gemara. Why did you do that? So based on all of this and a lot of other considerations, he says, nothing doing, don't do that. You want to argue against the Eruv, argue against it, but don't go cutting down things or knocking them down or whatever. Anyway, Omar. So Ivus Bar Ihi was upset about it. He says, Mavoya de Yunabe, look at this, a Mavoy where I'm living, but a sinamish made Mar Shmuel.
Based on the
And I'm doing it based on what Mao Shmuel said, Nesir of Onan Barav, Nesir of Onan Barav, Nishadye, should Rav Onan Barav just come and knock it down, and Nishadye Min, and knock it down from me? Whatever. So now the point is, Rashi says that Rav Onan was following Rav's Shitta. Fine, but that's not a valid reason. You're still entitled to follow Shmuel, so it must be. So therefore, it must be that what happened was Shmuel did not accept the argument. He said, nevertheless, again, what were we? So therefore, in other words, one chotzer is enough. So we see, in other words, that Shmuel held his whole life that you're allowed to have one house and one chotzer, and therefore he has a valid argument. Rav Onan, you want to follow Rav, fine, but I'm following Shmuel and I'm entitled to. And we see therefore that Shmuel never changed his mind. So maybe a steer to the Mishnah, but that's the thing. As Tosfos was saying earlier, evidently there were obviously two statements that Shmuel made. They do contradict each other. He obviously changed his mind. The question is which statement was first and which statement was second. We could say, therefore, apparently it seems from this story that first he said Ein lanu ela divrei Mishnah Seinu. Later on, he said, you know what? Never mind divrei Mishnah Seinu. I'm an Amora. I can't argue with a Mishnah, but I can argue with a diuk from a Mishnah. Just because the Mishnah uses the word chatzei rois plural doesn't davka mean that you have to have two chatzeiros. Maybe indeed. It's not arguing, it's just saying that maybe the Mishnah is not being precise with its wording or whatever, and therefore, so one house and one chotzer is enough, and we see, apparently, that Shmuel held that way the rest of his life, because Ivor Sparihi has a valid argument against Rav Onan, why'd you knock down my lech? It's not a matter of a mistake. Well, so that's what we were discussing yesterday when we were talking about that we said Rav had a different girsa in the Mishnah. So right, so one possibility, Bechlal, I mean, we've mentioned before, Rashi holds that Rebbe did not write the Mishnah. He only composed it Baal Peh and then arranged the wording of it Baal Peh. So in that case, yeah, there could be different versions of it floating around. But even if Rebbe wrote it, again, the same thing, the same way as we sometimes find that Rashi will write Hochi Garsinan or Tosfos or whoever will write Hochi Garsinan, not necessarily even because, let's say, they have a Ksav Yad that actually says so, but based on their own svara that the Gemara can't possibly have meant this because such and such, and therefore I have to be magia et misvara. So yeah, you could say the same thing. But again, here I don't know that we have to say that Shmuel is saying that the wording of the Mishnah is a mistake. You could just mean, okay, the word chatzeres just means in general that you have a mavo, you has chatzeres opening into it, but it doesn't mean that even if it had this particular one happens to have only one chatzer that it shouldn't count. Anyway, so again, we see from this story, from the fact that Ivor Sparihi, apparently this Ivor Sparihi was himself a shtickle Tamad Chacham, so if he complains and says, you have no right to knock down my lechi, it means that Shmuel held his whole life that one house and one chotzer is good enough to have a lechi. Well, as far as I know, he's not mentioned anywhere else. So yeah, we have the other day Rabbi Yehuda Saber. Now we have him. On the other hand, I mean, we're not actually quoting a halacha from him, so maybe I don't know if that counts. But okay, yeah, okay, anyway, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, anyway, the Gemara answers, La'olam emalach kibla mina. Actually, no, you could say that, no, Shmuel might have accepted Rav Elazar's argument. You're right, I take back what I said about bayis echad v'chotzer achas because the Mishnah uses the word chatzeres, which would mean that Shmuel changed his mind. But v'hocha, but over here, there wasn't just Ivor Sparihi's house. There was a shamash of a shul. The mavoi, in addition to Ivor Sparihi's house, the mavoi also had a shul opening into it. And now the shul itself is not considered a makam dira. You're not allowed to eat or sleep in a shul. But chazonahu to have a ochel nama bebeise. There was a chazan, meaning a shamash, over there that who would eat in his own house, but osi bias veiknishta, and then he would go stay overnight and sleep in the shul, or not really in the shul itself, because you're not allowed to sleep in a shul, but in a little room attached to the shul. So the point is, so now what happened? When Rav Onan came and knocked down the lechi, it wasn't just because he holds differently. Of course, it's because, fine, as long as the chazan is there and regularly going and sleeping in the room next to the shul, then fine, you have a mavoi over there and you have a mavoi over there and it has two chatzeres and so forth and you can use a lechi. Now, after Shmuel passed away, what happened was the Chazan, the Shamash, also stopped coming and staying in the shul. So now you're back to only having one chatzah. So
it might not have anything to do with anything.
So not that it has nothing to do with anything. It would tell us, fine, that Shmuel doesn't agree with Rabbi Yechon and that a churva is enough to is enough for it to be considered a chatzah. Fine, but it wouldn't. So we could say that Shmuel ended up agreeing with Rab. You do need batim chatzedes psuchim l'soichay. It's not good enough like Rabbi Yochanan to have a churva, and therefore now that you don't have batim chatzedes because you don't have anybody living in the second chatzah, you don't have this chazan, this shamash living anymore in the room by the shul. So therefore no good. Now, so what's the point? The evil spout ihi sava mokum peter gorim. Now, evil spout ihi, who was still arguing that we should still be able to use the lechi, he held like the opinion that we said the other day, mokum peter gorim, where we said that Rav says mokum peter gorim, the place where you eat is considered your primary residence. The chazan is still eating in his house, he's just not sleeping in the room by the shul anymore, and his house also opens to the mavui. Evil Spar Ihi thinks like this. But to begin with, when Shmuel put up my lechi, or when Shmuel approved my lechi that I put up, it wasn't because of the chazan. Because the fact that he sleeps in the shul, the chazan's house doesn't open to the mavi. The chazan's house is elsewhere. The fact that he sleeps in the shul, evil spout ihi figured, is neither here nor there. Mokum peter gorim. So he doesn't eat over here. So therefore, there's only one house in this mavi, and therefore lechi or koda is good enough. Shmuel Tamei. Meanwhile, though, Shmuel was actually following his own shitta, Dama Mokim Lina Garim, who says you have to go according to where the person sleeps. And here the Schazen was sleeping in the shul. So Ivo Spaihi, in other words, did not realize that now there's a change in status. He thought, okay, of course I know the Chazan's not sleeping in the room by the shul now. So what? He never made a difference to the Mavri in the first place. Meanwhile, Rav Onan, by knocking down the Lechi, in effect is telling him, no, you should know. Right now you have, all this time Shmuel has held Mokum Lina Gorim, so as long as the Chazan was staying in the room by the shul, then good, you had two Chatzeres, but now that he moved out, now that he's not sleeping in the shul or in the room by the shul anymore, now you only have one house and one Chatzer. Shmuel changed his mind and agreed with Rav, so now you only have one house and one Chatzer, and therefore your Lechi is no good anymore. Now, if you want to carry in your Mavri, you're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach or a Pas Dalet or whatever.
He agreed, but for different reasons.
Right, so it's for different reasons, right. So we see over here, again, when we say he's Savar, okay, so again, we're saying he is a Shtikl Tamad Chacham. He knows that there's Machloikas Rav and Shmuel on this. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't know there's Machloikas. He knew that there's a concept, Mokum Peter Godim. Maybe he didn't know that Shmuel holds Mokum Lina Godim. So now, by Rav Onan knocking down his Lechi, yeah, he realizes what's going on. So you're asking over here, Eli, yeah, a Lechi is just one vertical pole. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is one vertical pole by the end of the Mavriyat. So it's a Pesach, would be two poles and then a wire or a piece of wood or whatever on top. Yeah. So if he wants to put back up his lechi and then make another lechi on the other side and make a tzuras HaPesach, fine. Even Rav Onan will have no problem with that. But because if he wants to use only a lechi, then Rav Onan knocked it down as much as to tell him, in other words, that's no good. Because again, Ivo Spau'ihi thought that, so in other words, Ivo Spau'ihi may have known that Shmuel changed his mind and held like Rav that you need two chatzeres for it to be considered a mavui. However, Ivo Spau'ihi thought that the chazan who sleeps in the room by the shul counts as the second chatzer. And Rav Onan is telling him, all this time you've been wrong about that, because the fact is the guy is only sleeping there and mokum not that all this time you've been wrong. Shmuel was right in putting your in approving your lechi because the chazan was staying over here. You are thinking that the fact that he's not sleeping over here doesn't change things, but you should realize it does change things. Because Shmuel holds mokum lina gurdim, now that he's not sleeping here anymore, then you don't have a second chatzer.
It changed.
The facts changed, right. So the facts on the ground changed. The chazan is not sleeping there anymore, and Ivo Spau'ihi didn't realize that makes a difference in the halacha yet. Right, okay. All right. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. So now let's talk further about cases of mavoyas and houses. Mavui should sidoi echad ovid kechavim with sidoi echad Yisrael. You have a Mavui where on one side of it you have a goy living, and on the other side you have several Yisraelim living. So Rashi gives a diagram over here. You can also see a picture over here. So you have here. Let's see. So on this side in the house over here with the red tiled roof, you have the goy living. You have his chotzer in front of it. Then you have the Mavui. Then you have on the other side another chotzer, and you have several Jews living in apartments where one of them opens directly into the chotzer and the other ones do not. The other ones go out the back entrance, but they have windows, as the Gemara was going to say, they have windows open between them and this house where they're able to pass things back and forth through the windows.
So there's sort of a thing to this.
Well, that's what we have to figure out. So, Ein ma'arvin oseh derech chalonos la'tira derech psachim la'mavui. We're not allowed to, says Rav, we can't make an eruv between these three Jewish houses over here to allow them, two or three, however many Jewish houses, to allow them to pass things back and forth through the windows, such that we should then be allowed to carry things out from the inner houses through the outer house, through the door, into the chotzer and into the mavui. You can't do that. You can carry bepashtus within the houses themselves, because you can carry within the houses themselves because their chotzer is not joined by a goy, and they'd be allowed to carry in their chotzer for the same reason, because fine, the three of them make an eruv between themselves. The fact that there are windows between the houses is enough, as we're going to learn at the beginning of the next parak, as long as the windows are large enough, they're 4x4 tefachim, they're within 10 tefachim of the ground, etc., then you're able to use that as a basis for an eruv. Once you have that, by the way, then you're allowed not only to pass things back and forth through the windows, then you would also be allowed to throw things over the wall or pass them through smaller cracks or whatever, as opposed to if you didn't have these windows, you wouldn't be able to make an eruv between them anyway. That's the thing. So the people back here don't have a direct way to get to the mavui. The normal way they get in and out of their houses is by the back over here. But they could instead pass things through the windows when they want something to be in the chotzer. They could pass something through their windows to the guy in the front house over there, and then he will put it out in the chotzer. The chotzer is right here in front.
Well,
in effect, they all share that chotzer. And practically speaking, only this guy can walk in and out to the chotzer anytime he wants. Maybe they walk around, whatever. That's not the point. The point is, it is their joint chotzer. It belongs to them. But, well, that's what we have to figure out. But yeah. So what we're saying is, as far as that's concerned, fine. But if we want to carry in the mavui, then we have a problem because of the goy on the other side. And as we've said before, when you have a goy, then you need schiras rishus. We're going to explain soon what's going on over here and how this relates to what we were talking about before. So, Amalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rav Afilu B'Chotzer, would Rav say the same scenario if instead of a Mavu, you just have a shared Chotzer between the Jews and the Goy? So here you have over here, same idea, but instead of having a Chotzer on one side and a Chotzer on the other side and a Mavu in between, you have one Chotzer in between. Would Rav say the same thing, that they can't make an eruv between themselves if they make an eruv between themselves, it's not going to help in order to carry things out into the chotzer? Amalei ein. And he says to him, yes, Rav would say the same din in that case over there. To carry from the houses into the chotzer. No, so well, the goy, you need schiras or shus, that's the thing. He's on the other side, but they share a chotzer. Yeah. So now Rashi explains over here, by the way, that when we say over here that there are windows between the houses, it's not, Rashi says, it doesn't mean if there were doors, you would have a different din. You could conceivably have, right? You could conceivably have that these guys have doors to the house over here, and they're able to walk from their houses, not just to pass things through the windows, but to actually walk. Rashi says, fine. The Gemara is mentioning windows because usually that's how you have. You don't usually have big doors. You don't actually have doorways usually going from one person's house into another where you're going to be walking through the other person's house. But Rashi says the same thing would be true if there were doors as well. Tosfos has a discussion. We don't usually have windows going to our neighbors' houses. It's true, but yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, you put the shade up. Yeah. So, okay. Tosfos discusses this. Yeah, okay. All right. Tosfos discusses this and says that actually not necessarily. If there are doors over there between the houses, between the apartments, then you might actually be able to make an Eruv. Only because there are windows over here, then you have a problem. Because Tosfos says like this. We've learned at the beginning of the Perek that the reason why the Chachamim made this concept of Schiras Rishus, why it is that if you have a goy living in your chotzer or your mavui, then you can't make an Eruv or a Shittuf unless you do Schiras Rishus, is we said we don't want a Yid to learn from a goy. On the other hand, we said if there's only one Yid and one goy living there, then we said according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which was the halacha, you don't need to make, then you don't have a problem because it's unusual for one Yid to live with one goy because he's scared, he's afraid, the goy may harm him or kill him or whatever. What happens is over here, if you have windows between the houses, then on the one hand, the Yid who lives in the outer house may feel comfortable enough. Look, I have my neighbors looking in on me through the windows. Therefore, I'm comfortable enough to live here. And therefore, he's not going to be afraid and move out because the goy may harm him. Meanwhile, then you have the problem that the goy may harm him or that he may learn from the goy's ways. As opposed to, Tosfos says, if you have actual doorways between them, then the goy knows people are actually coming through. People are coming in and out all the time. So then he's going to be afraid to do anything to, then he's going to be afraid to do anything to the Yid. So then we would say that in the case where you have the mavui over here, where he's across the mavui, then you would be allowed to make an eruv in your chotzer, and you'd even be able to you'd be able to make an eruv to carry in your chotzer, as opposed to if you just had the windows, then you're not able to make the Eruv. I don't know. Tosfos uses the expression La'arev. I guess we have to understand whether Tosfos means as far as making the Eruv in the Chotzer or whether he really means Shittuf for the Mavui. Okay. So again, getting back to the Gemara, so Abaye is asking Rabbi Yosef, does Rav's din apply even in a chotzer, again, where you just have a chotzer jointly between the Jews and the goy, rather than in the first case where we had two chatzeres and then a mavui in between? Amalei ein. So he says, yes, he says Rav would say the same din in that case as well. Okay, he asks Abaye, De'iloi omer mai havamin, mai havamin, de'iloi omer mai. So he asks him, and if Rav didn't say that, what makes you think there'd be a difference between these two scenarios that we're saying Rav is saying that you can't make the Eruv to carry into the Mavui. You're asking whether the same din would apply in the case of the windows to make the Eruv into the Chotzer. Rabbi Yosef asks Abaye, what makes you think that there would be a difference? I'm telling you that Rav would actually say there's no difference, but what you have Amina that you thought there was a difference. So he says like this, have Amina, time of the Rav. So he says, I would have thought Rav's reason is maybe not based on this question of how many Jews versus how many Goyim you have over there. Time of the Rav, Mishum de Kosover, Ein Mavui Nitab Alechi Vekora, Adji Ubata Bachatzeres Psuchim Lasechi, because we just said before that Rav says a Mavui has to have houses and Chatzeres open into it. Now, we learned at the beginning of the Perek, Diras Nochri Loishme Dira, that the Dira of a Goy is not actually considered a Dira in Halacha. And the only reason we said that we need Schiras Rishus is so we don't learn from his ways. But therefore, we said, for example, that if the Goy went away for Shabbos, and we know he's going to be away for all of Shabbos, then we know he's not going to be able to return on Shabbos because he went too far away, then it's not Oyser. So that being the case, then the goy's house and his chotzer maybe shouldn't be considered a chotzer. And then in that case, it comes out this mavui only has one chotzer. So that's why he thought to say that. That's why I thought to say that maybe Rav would make a distinction between whether there's a mavui there and whether there's a chotzer. So in a way, yeah, we're saying that because the goy's chotzer is there, that's what makes it a mavui. But again, that's what creates the problem, is the fact that the goy is there, and that's why we need to do schiras rishus. But at least Rav would distinguish between whether there's a mavui where at least in other words, maybe Rav would say that this thing is not even considered a mavui because it only has one chotzer. Maybe the chotzer of the goy is not considered the chotzer. Tosfos actually has a further long distinction about this, and Tosfos ends up understanding that the scenario is a little bit different than the case that Rashi described. Tosfos draws a diagram over here where you have most of the houses in the Mavui belong to Jews, and then at one end of the Mavui you have a goy at the outer in one of the houses at the outer end facing towards Rosh Hashanah. So now what we're saying is. So we're saying that what we can't do. So Tosfos learns what we're saying over here is if we were to make an eruv between all those Jews, then in effect what we're doing is we're making all of them to be considered one big household. We can't do that. We learned at the beginning of the perek that when we say that there's a heter for one yid and one goy, that he doesn't have to do skiras or shus to carry in his chotzer or in his mavui, that's only talking about when there's actually only one Jew or one family of Jews living over there in one household, not like if we would have over here where they're actually separate households and they're only joining in an eruv through the windows that they have. So as opposed to if there was no goy over there, then there would be no problem. Then they would be able to use those windows as a basis for making an eruv between themselves. Okay, so the question is, the Gemara continues, v'tauti lomali, if you were to understand that Rav's shitta over here about this case of the mavui with the goy on one side and the Jews on the other side, if you were to say that Rav's shitta is based on his svara that you need batim b'chatzeres psuchim l'soichai, and you're going to say the dira of the goy is not considered a dira, and therefore you don't have two chatzeres. No, but Rav Yochanan had said a chorva, Rav doesn't hold of a chorva. So then you would have to ask v'tauti lomali. So you could say like this, we could say, shouldn't Abaya have realized that Rav's din over here is not based on the question of whether it's batim b'chatzeres psuchim l'soichai, but rather on the different issue of whether the of whether they're considered like rabim in the case of a goy or not? Shouldn't we say that it has to be, because otherwise why does Rav have to repeat himself? Why does he say you need batim b'chatzeres psuchim l'soichai and say this din if it's also based on the consideration of batim chatzeres psuchim l'soichai? It would be repeating himself. Rav had said that the definition of mavui is that it has batim chatzeres psuchim l'soichai. Abaya is discussing with Rabbi Yosef over here whether maybe Rav's din over here about the case of the mavui is also based on that idea that you need batim chatzeres psuchim l'soichai, so that therefore the goy's chotzer doesn't count as a chotzer for purposes of making it a mavui, and you only have one chotzer, and one chotzer is not enough to make it a mavui. So we're saying, shouldn't Abaya have realized? Obviously, it's not like that, because then why would Rav have to repeat himself? The answer is not necessarily tzricha. You could say that no, Rav might have had to say both dinim. If we only had the first statement of Rav that you need batim chatzeres psuchim l'soichai hava min a dira sovik kuchavim shma dira, you would think the goy's dira also counts as a dira. It is considered a chatzer. Therefore, fine, you do have two chatzeres over here, and therefore that's good enough to have a lechi or koda. And if we're able to do schiras reshus from the goy, then we will be able to carry in the mavu using only a lechi or koda. And in fact, Tosfos says you could say that maybe diras over the kachavim is not, we said at the beginning of the parak that it's not shma dira, but maybe you could argue over here. Here we're not talking about the question of whether we're considering it. Do you have to consider it when you're making the eruv? Again, if the goy is out of town, we could say that maybe his dira is not considered a dira. But maybe for the purpose of defining whether the thing in between is considered a mavui, maybe we would allow it to be considered a dira. Therefore, kamash malon dira over kavam loishma dira. Therefore, if we understand Rav's din over here to be based on that same idea, then he would be stressing again that no, the goy's dira is not considered a dira, even for the purpose of establishing whether this thing is a mavui or not. The imehacha, on the other hand, if we only had the din over here, but the Jews on one side and the goy on the other, have a minaloya dina batim kama, you wouldn't know how many houses You wouldn't know how many houses you need in each chatzer. Kamashmalan batim train. Therefore, he uses the expression you need batim b'chatzeres, meaning that each chatzer needs two houses. So you could say that Rav's din over here is also based on the idea that you need batim b'chatzeres psuchim l'seichai, but he needs to repeat it because he's teaching us a different detail of the din that we wouldn't have known otherwise. But the Gemara says, now that's all according to Abaya's Svara, that maybe there would be a difference between this case and this case, where there's a mavui in between versus when there's a chotzer that they share jointly with the goy in between. Hashtag Omer Rav afilo chotzer, but now we know differently. Now we know that Rav said the same din applies even though there's a chotzer, because that's what Rabbi Yosef told Abaya. Well then, time of the Rab, then we have to say Rab's reason why would he not allow them to make an Eruv among themselves between their windows is the Kasava also lasis yochid b'mokam ovid kechavim, because he says you're not allowed to make it that one yid is going to live together with a goy. So therefore, so again, if they're not allowed to make an Eruv with him through their windows, the result is he's going to be alone all over there. He's going to be all alone there in his house, in his chot. So nobody's passing things to him through the windows on Shabbos. Nobody's giving him things that they can take out to the chotzer. So he winds up being every Shabbos, at least he's alone with the goy in the chotzer, and now he's afraid of the goy, and therefore he'll move out of there, which is what we wanted all along, because we want him to not learn from his maisim. And so that is why Rav is saying that they can't make an Eruv with him, which would then enable him to feel more safe there and to stay there. So it's a separate din, right? Not like Abaya is thinking that it has to do with batim chatzeres, but rather it has to do with the general concept of why we don't want Jews to live together with goyim. If he moves away, well, first of all, we can mean he and they, that all of them will move. But second of all, okay, the point is, in other words, that any yid who lives in that outer house is not going to want to stay there for very long if they can't make an Eruv between them. Again, according to Rashi, this applies whether we're talking about windows or doorways between them. According to Tosfos, and this is brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, if they have doorways between them, then they are allowed to make the Eruv, because once they have doorways between them, then anyway, the goy is going to be afraid to start up with them. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ihachi. So Rabbi Yosef says, given that, Hainu Deshmaina Leila Rab Tavla, then now I understand what I heard from Rab Tavla regarding this din of Rab. He said, he mentioned the concept of a goy twice. The lawyer Dinah my Omar. I didn't understand why why is he mentioning the word goy twice in this din? So now I understand, because he's saying two things. When there's a goy on one side of the mavui, then you can't make the eruv to carry in the mavui, because you're not allowed to make yochid b'mokim ovid gechavim. So therefore, the word ovid gechavim or goy or nachri or whatever it is comes up twice in the din. Or Rashi says another explanation would be that it's repeated twice, once regarding the chotzer, once regarding the mavui. Either way, now I understand why Rab Tavla quoted it in the name of Rav, repeating the word goy twice, because now we understand the reason behind it is based on this thing of that you're not allowed to make a yochid b'mkoim goy. So therefore, so we're saying, right, that it works, that it applies both to the chotzer and to the mavui. So right, so in Rashi's first lashon, we're saying that Rav originally said his din only with a mavui, but even within that itself, you need to mention the word goy twice in the din. You're not allowed to make the eruv in this case when the goy is on one side, because then you'd be making yochid b'mokim goy. Or Rashi's second explanation is that Rav himself, to begin with, said it about a mavui and a chotzer, and repeated the word, and that you're not allowed to make the shittuf when there's a goy across the mavui in this case, and you're also not allowed to make the eruv where there's a goy across the chotzer. Yeah.
But according to the
right, but that's the thing. One-on-one is no problem, but we don't want it that, on the one hand, as a matter of halacha, he's going to be considered one-on-one because he's the only one who has the exit to the chotzer, but he has Jews behind him backing him up. That's going to make him too comfortable and want to stay there. The whole reason why we say that yochid b'mkoim goy is fine is because he's not going to stay there long term. In this case, if we allow them to make an eruv derech chaloinus, then he's going to end up staying there long term, and you're back to the problem that he's going to learn from the goy. So therefore, so Rav is saying, so that's why in the end, so the maskana, that is why Rav is saying not to do it. Nothing to do with the question of bata machatzeres psuchim l'soich. If we did, then like Abaya says, then there might be a difference between the case of a mavri versus the case of a chatzer. But now that we're saying that the reason is because you're not allowed to make yochid b'mkayim goy, then it applies equally well to a mavri and to a chatzer. Okay.
Alexander.
So one second, Avraham Moshe. So putting up a lechi. So the question is, so the first question we would have to determine, is this thing considered a mavri? So according to our bias svara, Rav would say maybe not, because the fact that you have a second chotzer of the goy doesn't help. It's considered you only have one chotzer because the chotzer of the goy doesn't count. Lamaskana, that's not the issue. Maybe Rav does agree that the chotzer of the goy is considered a chotzer. So fine, putting up a lechi is fine as far as it goes, but that still doesn't help you to carry over there unless you do schiras rishus. Even if you put it towards the Pesach, right? Nothing's going to help unless you do schiras or shus, right? What were you going to ask?
Why would you think that Rav wouldn't agree with the fact that with a goy, one person cannot make an eruv?
Rav does agree with that. It's not that he doesn't. That
yeah,
he can't
but why would you think he wouldn't? I know he does agree with.
It's not that we thought he wouldn't. We thought that this din that Rav is describing over here with the Mavri, with a Jew, with Jews on one side and a Goy on the other, we thought, Abaya thought that din is based on the question of, is this thing even considered a Mavri? In other words, the question boils down to, is a Lechi or a Koda going to be enough to carry in this Mavri? Or do we actually need it? So does a Pesach. And Rabbi Yosef explains to him that no, actually it's based on the issue of a Goy being in the same Mavri or being in the same Chatzar and needing Schiras or Shuras as we learned earlier in the Perek. That's why we brought this Gemara in over here, rather than bringing it in earlier in the Perek when we were dealing with Stiras Rishus, because we were saying Abaya thought that the din in the case of the Mavui is based on Rav's definition of what a Mavui is in the first place. And the answer is no, it has nothing to do with that definition. It may be considered a Mavui either way. Maybe, maybe not. Rav is not actually addressing the question of whether we consider it a mavri lahalacha or whether we consider it a chotzer. But even if we consider it a mavri and say that a lechi or koda is good enough, that's not going to help us. That's not going to help us to be able to carry in that mavri unless we do schiras rishus. And we can't say that they're able to make an eruv through their windows and then be able to pass things back and forth from their windows to the chotzer and then to the mavri, because you still have the problem that then you have the problem that they're enabling him to continue living there with the goy and feel safe, and then you have the problem shama yimon b'maisav.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shkoyach, everyone.
Shkoyach. Okay.